Since I was chief of surgery, Blauman General. Oh, man, I'd show up in the operating room with my head pounding. You didn't know I was a doctor?
Oh, yeah, long before I got into this business.
Harvard Med.
I mean, yes, I was a doctor, and one of the most pompous. Every day I'd walk into the operating room, throw my arms skyward, and scream, "These hands have been touched by God!" And I think the most interesting case I ever had was when my intercom buzzed and Dr. Blaznalis, the head of the hospital, said, "Dr. Griechmanelli, you're the best surgeon we've got. I'm sending a man with the most unusual case I've ever seen." I said, "Well, what?" He said, "Never mind, you'll know it when you see it." So this man comes walking in, and he's got a bowling ball bag. And he sets it on my desk. He said, "You Griechmanelli?" I said, "Yes, I'm Dr. Griechmanelli." He said, "Doctor, I want to show you something." He unzips the bowling bag, and there's a head in there. The head says, "Hi, Doc." I mean, I said, "Whoa!" I said, "What the blue blaze? Is this some kind of trick here?" He said, "No, it's my son. Carry him around in the bowling bag. He was born a little deformed. And he's fine and everything. But he has no body, and I said, "Let me examine this." And I grabbed him by the cheeks and pulled him out of the bowling bag. He said, "Hey, nice office you got here, Doc." I thought, unbelievable. He said, "Is there anything you could do?" I said, "Well, I don't know if we can fix a prosthesis that's a whole body, but, Nurse Hotchkiss, could you come in here a minute, please? Maybe we can activate the glands in the body that cause extremities to produce. Nurse, get me a glass of milk. Put two shots of bourbon in there. And swirl a little ketchup in there, too." And the guy said, "Doctor, do you?" I said, "Believe me, trust me on this." So I held up the glass so the kid could drink it. Drinks it down, and boom, out pops a torso. The kid's loving life. He said, "My God!" And his father's like, "Yo, wow, look at that, he's got a torso now." I said, "Nurse, make another drink." Kid drinks it down. Pop, an arm pops out. I mean, the kid's like going nuts. He says, "I can feel my face. I can feel my face." I said, "Nurse Hotchkiss, fix a bunch more of those concoctions." Sure enough, the kid drinks another one down. Pop! Another arm pops out. I said, "Another one!" Kid drinks it down. Pop! A leg pops out. I mean, celebrations going on. The father's hugging me. You know, that embarrasses me, that kind of contact. "Doc, I love you. You're the greatest man." I said, wait. One more to go. The kid drinks it down and poof! Disappears completely. Gone. Nothing but a bowling bag, empty, sitting there on the desk. The father was frantic. He said, My God, what happened, doctor?" I said, "Well, what happened is obvious. He should have quit while he was ahead there."
More great bits, more great rock coming up. The best of Greece on DC 101.